You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today we're talking about hormone replacement therapy. We're joined by Shona Hendricks. Shona, nice to have you with us today.
Thanks, Brad.
Shona, this is quite interesting because the question pops up quite often. Every time we do a running through menopause masterclass, we do them every now and again, this question comes up. So we talk about the five pillars and how it affects your training as a peri and postmenopausal female. And then the question invariably pops up, well, I'm on hormone replacement therapy. Do these things actually apply to me? Let's talk about HRTs. How does it affect your training? Does it, if you're on HRTs, can you carry on as per normal, or do you need to sort of be mindful of where you are at this stage in your life?
Yeah, it's such a good question. And maybe I'm going to just dive into a backstory before we answer the question itself. Okay, so understanding the role that estrogen plays within muscle resynthesis, within your bone mineral density is key to understand first. So estrogen is vital to ensuring that your muscles resynthesize after training. It helps with glucose sort of metabolism during exercise. It helps with the absorption of calcium into your bones. So all of those things are really important. So the reason why HRTs came about is because when estrogen is fluctuating as much as it is and it eventually flatlines, you will know if you're going through menopause, all those different changes. So there's the hot flushes, and that's because there's different sort of effects on the thermometer part of your brain, essentially. And so what happened is they tried to then create a synthetic version of estrogen to try and combat all of these symptoms. Awesome. They did a really good job at that. They created that synthetic estrogen as close to what we know as estrogen. It is pretty much exactly the same. However, while that does all the things that it needs to do from a symptom perspective, if you're going through menopause and you're struggling with really bad symptoms, it really helps with the mood swings, with the GI issues, with the hot flashes, all of that. It does help with that, but it doesn't have the same effect on your muscle resynthesis, on your bone mineral density, because as much as they tried to get that exact, there's just some aspects that it just does not do. And so we have to continue doing things like strength training, following good nutrition practices, because the strength training is so important for the bone mineral density and ensuring that we get those things right.
I know this is a very difficult question, and again, it's not your expertise, you're not a medical doctor, but should females who are postmenopausal be on hormone replacement therapy?
So how long is a piece of string, essentially? Because that is such an individualized question. And so, yes, I'm not a physician, so I'm not saying that every female should go on HRTs. You need to have that discussion with your physician, with your gynecologist, to find out, will I be a good candidate for HRTs? If you are, that's awesome. The female athletes that I have worked with who are on HRTs, it has really helped their quality of life because it reduces their menopausal symptoms, which as a result, if that goes away, then you're sleeping better, you're not struggling with the hot flashes anymore, and so your training is going to be better. But really, it's an individual assessment, and you have to have that discussion with your physician. We're not opting that, yes, it is the be-all and end-all for all female athletes and all peri- and postmenopausal athletes. What is the be-all and end-all is strength and nutrition. Whether you're on HRTs or not, you have to be doing all of that stuff to get that right.
And the recovery is important, and running your easy runs easy enough. So it doesn't change the way you should be training. You should be doing those principles anyway, but it does help a lot with the symptoms that you would experience. Am I correct in saying that?
That's exactly what I was saying, is that you still have to be doing all the good training principles. You still have to be following all of those, but you may not be having night sweats, which means you're going to be sleeping better, which means you're going to be recovering better overall. So yes, that's the goal there.
Fabulous. Shona, as always, thanks for your time today on the podcast. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Brad here again. Before I go, if you're peri or postmenopausal, then join sports scientist and head of the female athlete program here at coachparry.com, Shona Hendricks, in our upcoming Running Through Menopause Masterclass. If you'd like to recover from sessions quicker, not feel fatigued or tired all the time, run pain and injury free, improve your endurance, and of course, run faster to and through menopause, then head over to coachparry.com/menopause, or simply click on the link in your podcast player now.